Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot more to do. We're here at the at Vanderbilt Hall at the Grand Central Terminal on this 30th anniversary program today, all day here on The Fan, and we get to as many folks as we can. If we don't get to somebody today, it doesn't mean they weren't a big part of the show, and that goes for all of the people who were part of this show, whether they were interns, board ops, producers, anything in between, and one of those is Mark Melusis, who you still hear on The Fan, who did both on our show. Started as a board op, and then went to producer.
Yeah.
Was producer number three? Is that three?
Three. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and how many years?
I produced for 3.5 years.
No, 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I made it 3.5 years.
You
do you
did.
Believe
not
it,
easy.
Mike?
Not easy. Not as hard as some people
yeah.
think, but not easy. And 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And when you left being the board op, where did you go directly? What was the first job you took?
Right after,
After producing, I
went to go do overnights because Evan got the job with Joe.
Okay.
Doing middays, and his spot opened up. I was doing Friday mornings, Monday mornings, and then Sunday mornings.
Were you an intern at the station?
I was, summer of 98.
You know, I think almost, except for the first couple of guys, I think everybody, almost everybody exclusively came out of that intern program. It's almost like every guy.
Oh, it's tremendous breed.
But almost every guy was an intern. Right?
Sweeney
was an intern.
Right.
Ian was an intern. You were an intern. I don't know if Colin was an intern. Was he an intern? Maybe not. I'm not sure. But most of the guys were interns. I mean, almost everybody was.
Well, you separate the wheat from the chaff, right? You separate who wants to do it, who doesn't, right? You get a feel when you do an internship.
So did you know what the intern, could you tell, what was your signal as an intern that you knew that you were a keeper? How did you know that?
Well, after my internship, I got offered a job.
Oh, right away?
Right away.
Okay.
After my internship, Eric pulled me aside into his office,
okay.
Scazzeri, playing good cop, bad cop, and they offered me a job part-time. Do I want to come? Because I was graduating from Syracuse at that time, and I decided to go back to school one more year.
Now, Moose has got, first of all, how many days do you do at FAN now?
I work at The Fan 2 overnights a week, CBS Sports Radio 2 days a week.
You have like 9,000 jobs.
You got to connect the dots.
No, but I'm saying
I work 7 days a week.
Right. So you have, at any given, in a week, how many different venues do you work for?
In a given week, I'm at SNY,
okay.
I'm at The Fan, I'm at CBS.
You and Sal do a show at SNY, right?
We do.
A lot of times,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You guys sit at that table sometimes, right?
At debate at night, correct.
Right.
Double take at night, right after Mets games,
Sal.
SNY.
Another guy from our show.
No question.
Sal Licata,
yep.
So, who I should remember. So, you do SNY.
SNY.
You do some horse racing stuff.
I've done some horse racing stuff. Not on the regular, but here and there I do some horse racing stuff. I write for a column for Metro New York once a week.
And I do Rutgers football
in the fall.
Is that a website, Metro New York?
They hand it out on the subway.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you do that, and you still do Rutgers stuff, right?
I still do Rutgers, pre and post game.
Pre and post
for Rutgers football.
Right. And
Carlin's the play-by-play voice.
Right. Condon got the job, but that was Mr. Mulcahy who got that.
Right.
Condon got in there to do sideline.
Well, you helped work your magic.
Yeah,
there. I remember I was on the board at that time.
Tom McCarthy was doing the game.
Yes.
And I told Conan, Tom's not going to be there that long, so take the sideline job, and then you'll jump in. And like a year later, Tom got the Phillies, right?
Right. And then Carlin became the voice.
And then you got the sideline.
And then Fooch got the sideline.
And then you do pre and post.
And I do pre and post.
Do basketball and football?
I do not, just football.
Just football. So, and you have how many kids now?
I've got three boys.
Three boys, wow.
Jackson, Gregory, and
What's
Paul.
What's the age difference?
Jackson is 4.
Right.
Paul is 2. Gregory's 6 months old.
All right. So three boys. I come from a three-boy family, though they're separated by my older brother was 6 and a half older than me, but and I'm always 20 young, months ahead of my brother, but I come from a three-boy family. Were you all boy family?
I was not. Middle child, okay. Three, older sister Kim, younger sister
so
Paula.
So three boys.
Middle child.
Three boys. That's great.
It's crazy, Mike.
Yeah, and they're all four and under.
They're
huh?
all four and under.
That's a lot.
So give me a little advice here. I mean, your kids are a little bit older.
I have boys. I have twins, 12.
Right.
Boy and girl,
right.
And a 10-year-old son. And the older boy will set the tone, no question.
Right.
He sets the tone.
Yes.
I mean, in our house, Jack sets the tone. Now,
okay.
He's not any older than Emily, but Jack just sets the tone.
Sets the tone for it. Right.
And then, of course, you know, he'll be very hard on the younger brother. So your older son will be really hard on the other two. So he'll toughen him up, though, for everybody else. Right, because he'll play games against him, and right. he'll also play with his friends. So he'll get bruises and banged up and cuts and beat up by the older guys.
Basically just cut them loose.
It's good for them.
Right.
Yeah, let them.
Right. Toughen them up.
It does. It toughens them up. So it gets them ready. So, you know, like, and then you get ready to go to, I try to get as many games. It's hard to get the games. Like, you know, they play different sports and play a lot of sports. And Jack's 12, so he's played all the different sports. Harrison's been playing. They've both been playing baseball a long time. So, you know, when they're both pretty good baseball players. And Harrison has a championship game tonight, so you try and hustle home and see a couple innings.
Well,
maybe I see two innings at the end.
Two innings
starts
at the end.
Starts at 6:30, so maybe I see two innings, you know, at
do
the
you,
end.
Do you
the games
I'm,
go fast.
But how proud are you sitting there?
I stay away. I stay all the way to the left field fence.
No, I understand you're not going out there arguing.
No, I stay at the left field fence all the time.
But you got to be proud watching.
I love watching them play. It's fun.
You got to be proud watching your kids play.
It's fun watching them play. You know, you live through them. You know, you don't live through them, but like you just pull hard for them. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Sure.
I don't worry about it. Like, I don't get nervous or anything, but it's just fun watching them. And, you know, you don't talk about it much after the game. Like, if the game didn't go well,
right.
you just let it go. Yeah.
Okay.
And then if it's like a situation you can talk through, if something happened in the game,
right.
then maybe you can say something eventually, but not really that. You know, you got to wait to
so
say
So after
it,
games, there's a cooling off period.
Yeah, chill. Yeah. But it's kind of that way. But, you know, it's funny. Like, you know, and I let Jack play football. Harrison's still only 80 pounds, so he's not that big. And plus, he's ahead of year in school, so he has been with older kids, and he's only 80 pounds, and he wants to play football, but he's 80 pounds soaking wet, so I don't know about that.
Right.
Jack's a little bigger. Jack has played football, so I've let him play football.
You debated
about
that.
But you let your boys play football?
My wife won't let him.
She won't. Okay.
Won't let him.
Yeah, my wife goes back and forth. She let him play. I can tell you the 10-year-old, 11-year-old games aren't that – they're not that
not
dangerous.
Not that tough.
They're not. They're
not that
only
physical.
Their playoff game. When they play the –
Jack played on a team
that was 2 years older than him, and their playoff game was against a really good team, and they were 25 pounds a man bigger. That was the only game I was worried about because he was playing safety and wide receiver, and I was worried about him in the attack.
25 pounds a man.
They were a lot bigger.
I mean, that's...
They were a lot bigger. That's the only game
Donna,
I ever worried.
You know, watching everything, we saw the movie Concussion.
I told him if he had a concussion, he wasn't playing anymore.
Yeah, we looked at everything, and my wife Donna was like,
and if
very,
Jack
very
plays,
hesitant. I understand it.
Jack has a really good arm. If he plays quarterback in high school, I'm good with that. If he doesn't, I don't know.
Playing
I told
safety,
him,
linebacker?
I don't know. And I told him, if he's really good, fine. If not, I just don't think he should. And that's hard to say because they need players. But the bottom line is, I think that's the problem that most parents are going to have. If your son's excellent in football, maybe you let him play. But if he's not, you don't really want him risking getting hurt if he's not that good at it. You know, like, so you don't want him to just be part of the team anymore.
No.
Because you don't want him getting hurt. And what I told him was one concussion and he's out. That's it.
I can understand that.
No two concussions.
Do you believe it's 30 years, Mike?
No, I don't. I don't.
Do you miss
how
the
many? What was your first year?
My first year with you was, I started filling in 2000, was March of 2001.
And Melusis and Doyce. Doug and Melusis were very close. You guys, you were very close in the beginning. Very close. Exceptionally close.
Right.
And you know, I don't know what it is, but you and Doug were really close from the beginning. Very close.
Right. He used to bust my chop. I don't talk to him as much anymore.
Okay, because you guys were really tight.
Yeah,
those
we were
days.
Really tight. And, you know, and then he went off to do satellite radio and everything like that. But, yeah, but honestly, Mike, growing up, listening to you and Chris do your thing, and then having the opportunity and being a huge sports fan and growing up in this area, area, have an opportunity to learn and work for you guys was an absolute dream come true, because you don't know how many times, you don't know what it was like. The first Super Bowl that I ever produced was the Houston Super Bowl, right? Cohen and Carlin finally got the opportunity to cover teams, right? And that was the Patriot Carolina Panther. Yep. And I got an opportunity to work Radio Row for you guys. And to get the blessing at the end of the week when Carlin came up to you and said, how did Melusis do this week? And you said he kicked butt. You know, you don't know how much that made
it
me.
Was
that
true.
That stage was like
of
kind
pressure.
Of an ushering in.
A lot of, and you know what? When I see all the different guys all on the air, I get a kick out of it. I have to admit. When I see, you know, Sal and you, and I even when I see Ian, you know, but I mean, everyone knew Ian had a lot of talent. I mean, everyone knew that.
Yeah.
All right? But the point is, any of these guys, even when I see Breen, who, you know, to me, I think of being the younger, you know. So when I see any of these guys who have gone on and done really good things, you know, I get a kick out of it. Because, you know, we've watched all these guys come through the show, and they all, everyone almost aspires to be on the air. So, I mean, almost 9 out of 10 anyway aspire.
Right.
So, you know, and most of the guys who've come through our show have done pretty much on the air.
Yeah, right. They've been able to do some stuff. And, you know, it's honestly a credit to you and Chris.
Not really, but you guys
well,
have done it yourself.
Well, it's work ethic and being able to learn from you guys.
We challenged you guys. We made you guys. We held your feet to the fire. That's
no,
the
you
one
made
thing.
Us work.
Yes.
You made us work. And you made it clear first day when you were working for Chris and Mike. Make no mistake, you're working for Chris and Mike. You're not working for anybody else.
Right.
Mike basically brings you into the back office and tells you, I don't want to hear you listen to anybody else.
Right.
It's Mike. It's myself. It's Chris. Our word goes. Moving forward. I said, Mike, whatever you want.
That's it.
That works for me.
But it worked well. But congratulations
Thanks
on all your
Mike.
Stuff. Thank
Appreciate
you for coming
it.
On.
Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.